A lieutenant colonel in the Alaska National Guard was recommended for an other than honorable discharge earlier this year, according to a story in this week's Anchorage Press. Joseph Lewandowski is the Guard's deputy chief of staff for operations and training. Reporter David Holthaus says he started looking into Lewandowski after reading the National Guard Bureau's Office of Complex Investigations report that came out last month.
I started taking a pretty hard look at Lewandowski and started working some sources and was able to come up with a AR-15-6 report, which is a reference to the Army regulation for investigations of officers, which was basically an internal investigation conducted within the Alaska National Guard into the conduct of specifically Lieutenant Colonel Lewandowski. And that report, which was submitted on March 3rd of this year to the top-ranking officers of the Alaska National Guard, found that Lewandowski was helping to cover up sexual assaults in the recruiting and retention battalion by allowing NCOs, non-commissioned officers under his command, to intimidate fellow soldiers who came forward with allegations of sexual assault, and that he was fostering a command climate that, an exact quote from the report is, empowered those NCOs to commit sexual assault and sexual harassment against fellow soldiers, recruits, and civilian women.
I would imagine that this is why he was recommended for other than honorable discharge earlier this year, but explain how that process kind of came about.
Well, the AR-15-6 report was basically contained a recommendation from the investigators to the top commanders of the Alaska National Guard that Lewandowski receive an other than honorable discharge. What happened to that recommendation is unclear, but it was not followed. Lewandowski is still in the National Guard.
What other details are included in the AR-15-6 report?
The report finds Lieutenant Colonel Lewandowski personally in violation of several codes of conduct of the National Guard, including instances where he allowed Guard vehicles to be used for outings to strip clubs. It references an occasion where he was intoxicated in public at the after party for the Iron Dog snow machine race in 2012. Lewandowski arranged for the National Guard to be the top sponsor of the Iron Dog race starting in 2010. It references his exchanging some 10,000 text messages with a female employee of Iron Dog while he was negotiating the sponsorship terms. And it references his condoning steroid use by non-commissioned officers under his command in the recruitment and retention battalion.
David Lewandowski was... There's information about him being involved in the pornography industry. What's known about that?
Well, state records show that in 1999, Lieutenant Colonel Lewandowski, who at the time was a civilian, formed a company called Kodiak Entertainment, which owned and operated more than half a dozen online pornography sites over the course of the next 4 years. Lewandowski dissolved the corporation in 2003 when he joined the Alaska National Guard. I included that information in the story because while I'm a fierce advocate of free speech, I think that the fact that he was involved in the pornography business for 4 years immediately prior to joining the Alaska National Guard, again, has a direct bearing on the way in which women were allegedly treated in his command.
David, your article doesn't include any response from Lieutenant Colonel Lewandowski. Did you try to reach out to him?
Yeah, I sent letters to Lieutenant Colonel Lewandowski's addresses that I was able to find through public records. I also contacted the National Guard to see if he would be made available for an interview and was essentially told that they would not discuss Lieutenant Colonel Lewandowski as they would not discuss any named individual who is part of any ongoing investigation or administrative action.
Reporter David Holthaus wrote the story on Lieutenant Colonel Lewandowski for this week's Anchorage Press.